And this is live sound from a beehive of activity called the U.S. Senate. Because this morning, the Senate is just completing a $1.35 trillion tax cut package. It's the result of a compromise reached yesterday by House and Senate negotiators. Those cuts will be phased in over 10 years and represent the biggest tax reduction measure in two decades. The House approved the tax reductions earlier today. Now, this is certainly a victory for President Bush. He promised in his election campaign to put taxpayer dollars back into the pockets of taxpayers, but Republican celebration may be tempered by the defection of Vermont Republican Senator Jim Jeffords on Thursday. Mr. Jeffords announced that he will leave the Republican Party once an agreement on the tax package has been reached. Here's an excerpt from that announcement and reaction from President Bush and Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott.
In order to best represent my state of Vermont, my own conscience and principles I have stood for my whole life, I will leave the Republican Party and become an independent.
I respect Senator Jeffords, but respectfully, I couldn't disagree more.
There are some things that you do differently when you're in the minority, but I've learned a long time ago, you look at every circumstance as an opportunity, and we're going to continue to do that.
Soon to be Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott. Now, Senator Jeffords has been elected to three terms as a Republican, but his decision will turn control of the Senate over to the Democrats. New majority leader, new committee chairs. His move serves as a reminder that a single vote can make a vast difference. Joining us now in the studio, NPR congressional correspondent, Julie Rovner of NPR and Congress Daily. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
And up on the Hill, David Wilna. Morning, David.
Good morning. Actually, it's early afternoon here, a few blocks east of you.
Thank you for reminding. The sun has just passed over, and it's about 8 minutes after the hour. I beg your pardon. David, begin with the tax package, if we could, please. When can I expect a check?
Well, President Bush can make good on his promise to put taxpayers' dollars back in their pockets with the $300 rebate, up to $300 for people who pay income taxes. That's expected to come out late this summer as a result of this tax cut package. It will go out to about 95 million taxpayers. But there are other cuts that are going to kick in later. The most significant, of course, are the cuts in the tax rates. And, of course, the top tax rate is one that's been most discussed. It's currently 39.6%, and it's paid by about 1% of the taxpayers, the wealthiest 1%. That's being brought down to 35%. The president wanted 33%, and they split the difference with the Senate, which wanted 36%. There's also going to be a refundable child tax credit that's going to bring benefits to 16 million more children than what President Bush had proposed. And there's also going to be the elimination of the estate tax in 2010. That's going to kick in fully that year, but that may be a good year to die just because that is the only year when it's assured that the estate tax will actually be eliminated. All of these
I have it penciled in already.
All right. You might want to stay on life support until then. That is the year when all the tax cuts will disappear, the year after 2010.
David, should we in any way be surprised by the speed with which this package was approved?
Well, I think that there was a sense of inevitability about the final stages of this package. But of course, President Bush had this as his top legislative priority, and he's been pushing ever since he took office back in January for this. And he got it in just in time because, of course, as you said, the Senate is going over to Democratic control. It would have been impossible to do this with the Democrats in control.
Julie Rovner, let me turn to you, please. You were in the Senate the day Jim Jeffords made his announcement. What was it like there?
It was a very strange day. I think everybody was sort of shocked, and we'd heard the rumors. No one believed it was going to happen. I was, in fact, where Senator Jeffords was supposed to be, at a hearing of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee that he has chaired. He left in his stead Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee, who's the chairman of the subcommittee, and HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson, who was testifying very diplomatically, got up and said, "I'm very happy to be here before Chairman Frist and Chairman Kennedy," who, of course, will be the incoming chairman of that same committee. So it's sort of marking what everybody thinks, that this is just a very kind of topsy-turvy week.
Well, when we talk about the fact that the president's agenda suddenly seems to be jeopardized. I mean, from a certain point of view, Mr. Jeffords' decision doesn't create a new alignment. It simply ratifies what the shaping alignment seemed to be. So Will it actually derail any legislation?
Well, of course, President Bush's major agenda items were the tax cut and the education bill. The tax cut, of course, now finished.
Already through, yeah.
And the education bill through the House and presumably will be through the Senate in the week that they return after the recess. So those are the things he most wanted. It's not clear how much the Democrats being in control of the Senate will really impact legislation. It will certainly change the debate somewhat. It could change legislation, how final legislation ends up. Whether they will end up being able to stop anything is another question.
What about federal judges? Because there's an area in which the president can only appoint. It's the Senate who advises and consents.
That is the one place where everybody agrees this will probably have its largest impact. Obviously, the Senate votes to confirm judges, and with the Democrats in charge, they can certainly have much more of a say, certainly on the issue of abortion, on justices who are more... The president said he was going to appoint justices who are more sympathetic to overturning the right to abortion, and that may not be possible with the Democrats in control of the Senate.
David Wellner, Republicans had spoken openly about the fact that they might lose control of the Senate because they might lose one of their members to mortality. They have a couple of very elderly senators. They, at least to my knowledge, didn't expect this to happen. Are they casting around for someone or something to blame?
Well, I think that the more moderate Republican senators are pointing fingers at the Republican leadership, which they said turned too much of a deaf ear to senators such as Senator Jeffords, and that there should have been a more outreach and more of an effort to consider his views. The conservative Republicans are saying simply that Jeffords does not fit in the Republican Party anymore. His views are not in line, and that it was inevitable that he was going to leave.
Can the White House apply any influence on any Democratic senators about which you know to maybe induce them to jump in the other direction?
Well, I'm sure they're going to try to apply some influence, but those they're trying to apply it to say they're sticking with it. Ben Nelson of Nebraska and Zell Miller of Georgia both say they're going to stay with the Democratic Party for now.
Okay, thank you very much. David Wellner up on the Hill and Julie Rovner of NPR and Congress Daily here in our studios.
You're welcome.